Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about bovine health down through the years with Dr. Bob Smith. Back with Bob in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Earlier this spring, Kansas State University recognized 12 successful alumni from their major colleges as 2016 Alumni Fellows. Representing the College of Veterinary Medicine in Manhattan, Dr. Bob Smith, who earned his veterinary degree from K-State in 1976. Wonderful career on staff at Oklahoma State University, and now a private veterinary feedlot consultant. He's still located in Stillwater. And Dr. Bob Smith indicates that there have been some significant things that have changed during his time in bovine health.
I've thought about that a lot, and many of the calls that I made even 40 years ago when I graduated, there were small farms and the producers were extremely dependent upon the veterinarian. We did things that they do themselves now. So as the next generation came along, we see them doing the simple things themselves. And so we're doing more of the things that we've been trained to do. And obviously we're trained to do the simple things, but now we're used more for developing preventive medicine protocols, therapeutic protocols, monitoring disease trends and diagnoses and things like that. So we still get dirty. We still palpate some heifers, and we do necropsies, and we do some minor surgeries and so forth. But a lot of our time is spent training people on these larger operations. And in addition, we do a lot of time analyzing records to see where we've been, where we are today, and where we need to go, and providing advice along that line.
There is an ongoing concern about a shortage of large animal veterinarians to serve the needs of cattle producers going forward, but Dr. Smith doesn't believe that will be a major issue.
There's a lot of people that think that the future is bleak or dim for that part of veterinary medicine. I don't agree with that, not at all. You'll see young veterinarians who will go out into a community that have good communication skills, they have good medicine skills and some business skills, and they can grow a practice because they're providing service that's needed.
Down the road, Dr. Smith looks at the changes he sees going out into the future when it comes to serving cattle producers.
What I foresee in the future is that we won't see as many young people going out into rural America to a small town and being solo practitioners. What I think the future is for rural practice would be the regional practice that's a group of people. And so when somebody needs to be gone, somebody else is there to fill in. And at the same time, when they're there, they've got somebody to communicate with. And there are needs out there, whether they're small farmers or large farmers, there are needs for good professional service from veterinarians.
Dr. Bob Smith, who's made his mark in the cattle industry and BRD research, working with BQA and on staff at Oklahoma State University for many years. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.